Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music, 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 music.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know. Do it!
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com. For another 60-minute journey through 50 years of fine, independent Jamaican music. As coming up in August this year, Jamaica celebrates its 50th anniversary of independence with a string of concerts and festivals all around the world marking the event. But sadly, one of the architects of the original Jamaican ska is not going to be around to receive his rightful accolades, as just last month, Mr. Lloyd Brevitt passed away, aged 80 years old. And it was his deep bass lines, played on an upright double bass, which underpinned so many of the classic Scatolites recordings from the early 1960s. Just like this one, called Confucius.
Right now, I'm gonna go show you how to operate, right? Watch the bass now.
Produced by Justin Yap and recorded at Studio One in 1964, that was the Scatolites in full flow there, with Confucius, which can be found on their all-time classic album, Scarbu de Bar. And that deep bass line was played by the late Lloyd Brevitt, the original bass king of Jamaica. And so I'll be giving a brief rundown of his career and playing a few more tunes of his later on in the show.
That is the wickedest sound I play.
But first up, we're moving into the rubber dub era, where the bass line really was king. As in the late 1970s, when the rest of the world was skanking along to the roots rock sounds of the likes of Bob Marley, Burning Spear and the Mighty Diamonds, something was changing in the dance halls of Kingston as the music was stripped back to its base essentials and the DJs lined up to chat about local concerns and also bring a little humour back into the dance halls. And it's this change and the repercussions which followed over the next decade, which are explored and expanded upon in the latest book by Canadian photographer and author Beth Lesser, whose previous works on the life and times of King Jammy, Sugar Minot, and dancehall music have become essential reading. And her latest book, titled Rubber Dub Style, delves even deeper into this era and the characters who pioneered this music. And so I'll be giving you details of how to get your hands on this book in a minute. But first up, let's enjoy Joe Tex and U Black giving a prime example of what early dancehall music was all about in Rubber Dub Evening.
Excuse me, interruption. Welcome, and the quick reminder today, this coming Friday, I'm please follow up the line. You went to the man number one town around town, and it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people have tired of working. Fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It made them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be greater with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 liter. And this a DJ talk sweeter. See London just a up with the echo chamber. Watch your man, play the play. I demon tear off the game. Them off is stepping with them cast it and I'm tame. Oh Lord, play 45, let's keep them alive. Play this coming, see my feet jumping. Oh, I'ma play LP. See them really love me. See my feet jump and but it's a dance and a free. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Fana, Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Rocha man, I miss the U Black at the microphone chanting. Boom! Chanting. Boom! Chanting. Hey. U Black at the microphone chanting. Boom! Chanting till the morning. I miss the Jutex in the party. Out the gate side waiting, bim, waiting, bim, waiting. Yeah. The girlfriend out the gate side waiting, but waiting till the morning. But this a long time, girl, me never see you. Yeah. Brr, come make me all your running. I miss you, come make me wheel and turn ya. Come make me do the shaky, 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 shake. I miss you one step. I'm easy to step forward. Rub and go down and then you rub and come on. Cause it's a rubber dub evening. Bim! The people them tired of freaking. Spend it, spend it. They me with the rubber dub playing. I'm easy rubber dub party. I'm easy play down playing. They might tear off the game. They might be stupid to them get it and them thing.
Celebrating Friday night dancehall culture, that was Joe Tex and U Black in combination with Rubber Dub Evening, which was produced by Joe Gibbs over his version of the Real Rock Rhythm, and which came out on his Belmont label in Jamaica in 1979, and has since been compiled by the Soul Jazz label on their Joe Gibbs Productions release. And as mentioned, there's a brand new 350-page book out titled Rubber Dub Style, The Roots of Modern Dancehall, written by Beth Lesser. And she is giving this away for free as a download direct from her website at www.bethlesser.com. So just pop along there and download away. But if, like me, you still can't quite get your head around reading a book on a computer, then she will also be taking orders to print copies on demand. And details of this will be available on her website too. So why not?
Check it out, 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 check it out.
But now, following on from the last show, the Soul Special, where I showcase the influence of American music in Jamaica by playing some of my favourite Jamaican soul tunes, I think it's important to note that that influence wasn't strictly one way, as there is one Jamaican record which had a direct influence on a soul recording, which on release went on to be an American number one hit, as I'm talking about the Staple Singers, I'll Take You There, which was recorded at the Muscle Shoals studio in 1971, and written and produced by Al Bell. Its origins step back to when Al was visiting England, and he bought a copy of the Harry J. Allstars' top 10 hit, Liquidator. And taking it back to Alabama, the Muscle Shoals sound rhythm section, with David Hood on bass and Eddie Hinton on guitar, turned it into I'll Take You There. And if you don't believe me, see if you can spot the difference now. There you go, Muscle Shoals does reggae. Well, sort of. And in the same year that I'll Take You There was hitting the top of the American charts, Harry J produced a reggae version of Breakfast in Bed, which Muscle Shoals' own Eddie Hinton had written for Dusty Springfield 3 years earlier. Which kind of balances things out a little bit, I think.
Ice, Irie.
But speaking of Harry J, let's have a little feature on him now, as his studio at 10 Roosevelt Avenue in the 1970s produced some great roots reggae records. But back before he ran his own studio, he was an insurance salesman in Kingston, who in 1968 tried his hand at his new upcoming reggae music, when he hired out Studio One for a session with the Belltones, who had previously recorded a handful of singles for Sir Cox and Dodd. But their first recording for Harry J proved to be their biggest hit to date, and has gone on to be one of a handful of records to be credited as the first distinct reggae tune, as they used a slightly different rhythmical structure from the previous rocksteady tunes of the day, and which you can hear now in No More Heartaches.
No more sorrows, no more stress.
recorded at Studio One, but produced by their debutante, Harry Johnson. That was The Belltones with No More Heartaches, which was released on the Harry J label in Jamaica, and also licensed to the Trojan label in the UK, and can now be found on the Trojan Mod Reggae Box Set, Volume 2.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And while No More Heartaches was a big enough seller to convince Harry J to give up insurance and concentrate fully on music, there were much bigger recordings just around the corner, as the following year, Studio One was also the setting for his production of Lloyd Robinson's Cuss Cuss. And then, of course, there was the aforementioned instrumental Liquidator, where in actual fact the rhythm started life as a vocal tune back in Tony Scott's What Am I To Do, but became an international sensation when Tony's voice was removed and Winston Wright's now anthemic organ line was added to it. But this wasn't Harry's only international top 10 hit, as that year he also produced Bob Andy and Marcia Griffiths' version of Young, Gifted and Black, which, when it had a string section added to it, also went top 10 in the UK in March of 1970. And all this success allowed Harry to set up his own recording studio in East Kingston, where he was able to convince the resident Studio One engineer Sylvan Morris to up sticks and move across town to control his new 16-track mixing desk. And from here, they produced some quality roots rock reggae music, just like this one from Joe Higgs. Joe Higgs. Joe Higgs.
Bring down some scatter. King of the musical ambassadors getting
the wave of war is rising like the morning sun.
Joe Higgs with the beautiful Wave of War, which was produced by Harry J and released on his Harry J label in Jamaica and also the Sue label here in the UK in 1972. But as far as I know, that one has never been reissued except for a 1980s 7-inch repress, which was a copy I was playing there.
Music
is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
And while Harry produced other heartfelt tunes like the Heptones' Book of Rules and Mama Say, he would also hire out his studio, most notably to Bob Marley and the Wailers, who recorded many of their early Island releases at Harry J's. And even international stars like Stevie Wonder would also pay a visit to check out where this cultured sound was being created. But for one more from this period of Harry's own productions, we move to the French label Only Roots' current release schedule, as they've been digging deep in the Harry J archives for a series of 7-inch reissues, which include such long-lost classics as this seemingly autobiographical number from Carl Dawkins called Dreadful Situation.
Dreadful Situation.
Side of town, living my youth days on hand-me-down. Many days to school I go without so much as lunch, you know. My mother couldn't help the situation.
Deep, deep tune there, I think you'll agree, as that was Carl Dawkins with Dreadful Situation, which was produced by Harry J and released on the Cancer label in Jamaica in 1976, and has just been reissued on 7-inch vinyl, alongside four other Harry J productions by the Only Roots label, which you can now pick up direct from their website at www.onlyroots-reggae.com. So, once again, why not?
Check it out, 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 check it out.
But now, from the old to the new, with a latest release from the man who I always feel has been born out of time, as I'm talking about one, Courtney John, whose soft as velvet falsetto voice harks back to the glory days of the likes of Slim Smith and Pat Kelly. But Courtney is definitely a man of the 21st century, and this year we'll see a new album from him titled From Letters to Words, and here's one of the pre-release singles from it called Like Magic. Like
Magic.
Thank you for giving so much of you. You're always there and you always make it right. You've got birds singing when they look at you, 'cause you always make it right.
Of one Courtney John there with Like Magic, which is taken from his forthcoming album From Letters to Words, which, although I don't have a release date for yet, is certainly one to keep an eye out for.
Right now we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
But now we're going to go back and pay our respects to the original Mr. Basie of Jamaica, Mr. Lloyd Brevitt.
Lloyd Brevitt. Lloyd Brevitt. Lloyd Brevitt.
And born and brought up in Jonestown in Kingston, Lloyd learned to play the upright bass from his father, who was also a musician. And he got his break playing in a big band jazz groups which toured the island in the 1950s, like with both the Eric Deans and Sonny Bradshaw orchestras. But with the emergence of R&B and early ska at the beginning of the 1960s, it was natural for Lloyd to gravitate towards the recording studios. And it was here in this hotbed of endless gigs and recording sessions that the Scatolites were formed in 1964, where underpinning all their talented horn solos was Lloyd's deep bass rhythm keeping the time. And very occasionally, a record would be released which credited Lloyd as a lead musician, just like this one, which they recorded for Duke Reed, and is titled Trip to Mars.
Musical, 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 this make you jump and dance.
We'll be right back.
The Scatolites in full flow there with Trip to Mars, which can also be found under the title of Cornerstone, and that one came out on the Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Island label here in the UK in 1964.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But following the demise of the Scatolites in the following year, Lloyd stayed at Studio One and played with both the Soul Brothers and Soul Vendors. But during these Rocksteady years, the electric bass was introduced in Jamaica, and Lloyd soon found that his opportunities in a recording studio were becoming limited, as he remained devoted to his upright acoustic bass. But occasionally he could still be heard on recordings like the Ethiopians' I'm Gonna Take Over, the Tartans' What Can I Say, and probably most notably on Bob Marley and the Wailers' very first release on their short-lived label Waylon Solum in the late 1960s, where at Studio One they recorded the first version of a tune which Bob would revisit again in the 1970s. But here is the original, featuring Lloyd Brevitt on double bass, of Bend Down Low.
From the number one station, here comes the power version.
Recorded at Studio One in October 1966, that was Bob Marley and the Wailers with Bend Down Low, and featured the Soul Brothers on backing. And that was the Wailers' very first release on their own Waylon Solum label in Jamaica, and also appeared in the UK on the Island label, and can nowadays be found as the opening track on the Waylon Solum single Selector CD. But this was one of Lloyd Brevitt's last recording sessions of this era, as the electric bass players soon took over and Lloyd retreated back to the hotel circuit to earn a living. But it wasn't the end of his career by a long chalk, and so to hear a great 1970s roots recording that he played on, then do stay tuned.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the music on display there.
But before then, I'm lining up a mini version excursion today, as we're gonna stay in the Rocksteady era at Studio One, where Winston Jarrett made his lead vocal debut recording in 1968. As up to this point, himself and Edgar Gordon had been the backing singers in Alton Ellis' group The Flames, But when Alton joined the UK tour of the Soul Vendors in 1967, he left Winston and Egar behind. So instead they went on to form the Righteous Flames and recorded their debut single called I Was Born to Be Loved, whose rhythm has gone on to be versioned many times since, including at the Channel One studio 10 years later. But before we hear that, here's the original by the Righteous Flames.
This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about that because it's coming on now strong. Strong, strong.
I tell you, Natty J, that the roots man. Up in England, J, that the roots man. Up in London, J, that the roots man. Up in America, J, that the roots man. Up in Canada, J, that the roots man. All over the land, Natty J, that the roots man, I will say. Sound of the wind coming down the main. So baby, got to come on down, oh baby, you hear what me say? Say me a bank girl and her name was Bird. Say now downtown just to buy me a room and a TJ that the roots man. I tell her that TJ that the roots man. Me say me a bank girl and her name was Joan. Me say now downtown just to buy me a room. The girl a sweep out me room. And I tell her say she sweep out me room. And tell her she a come with a pot and spoon. And yeah, she just a rub it with a pot and spoon. Tell her Natty J that the roots man. Got to understand how I say.
Right now we need Maka, I tell you, we need Maka.
Jehovah, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me from my enemy. From my enemies, make me strong, make me strong, make me strong. So I can live long, so I can live long to see my enemies bowing down before thee. Begging you, begging you, begging you to have mercy. Jah command me to love my enemies. Bless those that curse me. Do good unto those that would have hurt me, and they would have do me wrong. Though they would have do all manner of evil against me, they would have even tried to hurt me. They would have do me all form of wrong.
I light my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jah art the keeper of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I lift up my eyes unto the wheels, from whence cometh I hail? I hail cometh from Jah Lord, over in the mountain of Zion. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me from my enemy, from my enemy.
Deliverance for
Jehovah.
Deliverance for
Jehovah. Jehovah. Command me to love my enemies. Bless those that curse me. Do good unto those that would hate me. Though they would have tried to do me wrong, they would have do all manner of evil against me. They would have even tried to hurt me. But Jah, you promised to protect me. Jah art thy light and thy salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jah art the keeper of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? But I lift up mine eyes unto the wheels, from whence cometh my hail? My hail cometh from the Lord, over in the mountain of Zion. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me from my enemy, from my enemies. Make me strong, make me strong, make me strong, so I can live long, so I can live long.
Well, there you go, a 3-in-1 on the I Was Born To Be Loved rhythm. That's first up, you heard the Righteous Flames with I Was Born To Be Loved, which they recorded at Studio One, and which came out on the White Label Pre in Jamaica and the Coxon label here in the UK in 1968, but which, as far as I know, has yet to be reissued on CD. And then following that was two cuts which were recorded at the Channel One studio in 1978, with firstly Rankin Trevor and Natty Adda Rootsman, which can also be found on his In Fine Style album. And then we ended up with Tony Tuff's Righteous Anthem called Deliver Me, which came out on the Channel One label in Jamaica and the Cha-Cha label here in the UK. And likewise, I don't think that one has ever seen a reissue either. But what a great rhythm that was, and I think is well worthy of ending up on at least one compilation one day.
This station rules the nation with version.
And so, speaking of compilations and tunes that are worthy of being re-released, we're going to stay at Studio One for another tune, because a Soul Jazz label have just released their latest compilation. And titled Studio One Sound, they've been digging around in the 13 Brentford Road archives once more and come up with 18 more tracks, many of which are being issued on CD for the very first time, just like Slim Smith's gorgeous Hip Hug, which makes the CD worth picking up just for that tune alone. But as I've played it on a previous show, I'm gonna select another one from the track listing, and one that's caught my eye is Prince Lincoln Thompson's Live Up To Your Name. As following the demise of their vocal group The Tartans at the end of the 1960s, Lincoln and the other members went their separate ways. But before he went on to gain international success leading the Royal Rasses, he recorded three singles at Studio One in the early 1970s, titled Daughters of Zion, True Experience, and Live Up To Your Name.
Oh yeah, even as
another beautiful tune straight out of 13 Brentford Road, as that was Prince Lincoln Thompson with Live Up To Your Name, which he recorded in 1972 and was released at the time on 7-inch on the Bongo Man label, and has just been reissued via Soul Jazz Records on their latest compilation called Studio One Sound.
Hold up all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
But now we're going to round off the Lloyd Brevitt story, because in the mid-1970s he returned back into the Jamaican music business, and still with his upright bass in hand, he brought the Scatolites back together again. But instead of reviving their ska music, they recorded a brand new album of deep roots instrumentals, which Lloyd had arranged. And called African Roots, this set has been reissued many times over the years under a number of different titles. But whichever set you pick up, it's guaranteed to be good, as it features some of the best musicians in Jamaica at the peak of their powers. And from these sessions, they then handed some of the tapes over to King Tubby to remix into dub versions. And so to help highlight that you can play roots rhythms on an upright double bass, here's a wondrous dub version called African Dub.
Dub, 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 dub.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet you for the Lord and Jesus Christ, who at this day revealed himself in the personality of our pure majesty and brightness, last and first. Jah, Rastafari.
Recorded at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio and mixed at King Tubby's, that was the Scatolites with African Dub. And that has been reissued a few times over the years, such as on the Motion Records release Herb Dub, Collie Dub. But sadly, these recording sessions were just a one-off, and the Scatolites went their separate ways again, until they reformed once more in 1983 for the Reggae Sunsplash concert in Jamaica. And this proved so popular that they soon began touring abroad for the very first time together, including a stadium gig in London the following year. And Lloyd continued touring with the band for the next 20 years, often taking centre stage to count down the band's intro from 10 to 1. But in more recent years, and in his 70s, Lloyd retired from touring as ill health took over, and on May the 3rd this year he passed away, leaving behind a legacy and history that shaped modern Jamaican music. But now, before we run out of time, I'm going to take the great leap forward right up to the present day to hear a track from the new album by Taurus Riley.
Taurus Riley, Taurus Riley, Taurus Riley.
Who, after recording many a reggae hit in recent years, has picked out some of his favourites, and with the help of legendary saxophonist Dean Fraser on the production desk, has re-recorded and refashioned them into a soulful acoustic setting, including his biggest hit, She's Royal, to which they've added an orchestral back-in and transformed into a modern-day, lighter-waving favourite, as this is the Mecoustic version of She's Royal.
She's Royal, She's Royal, She's Royal, She's Royal.
Ooh, natural beauty, you know. Yeah. No, I never been someone shy until I seen your eyes. Still I had to try, yeah. Oh yes, let me get my words right and then approach ya. Woman, I'll treat you like a man is supposed to. You'll never have to cry, no. I know everyone can relate to when they find a special someone. And she's royal, yeah, so royal. So one of a kind, no. The way she moves to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen. She's a queen. Ooh, ooh, what a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen. She's a queen. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I need her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind until the night that I see your eyes. I can see it in her eyes, the way she smiles. Hey, yes, I and I know the king and queen crown see I'm tired. So I'd never leave your side. Just stick with me through the trial times. No, and she says she no mind. Alright, I know good man is hard to find. And she can't end up at that giant line. That's why she has no ties at this time. Yeah, I know many men are trying, but she needs to be more than wine and dine. Because she's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. Divine, oh. The way she moved to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen, so supreme. Ooh, ooh. What a natural beauty, no need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen, so supreme. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind.
adding a kind of pomp and circumstance to his biggest reggae hit. That was Taurus Riley with his 2012 version of She's Royal, which was produced by Dean Fraser and can be found on his brand new album titled Me Acoustic, which is out now on CD on the Soul Beats label. But that is all I've got time to squeeze in for today, so thanks very much for joining me once more, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes. And of course, if you did, then feel free to visit the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com to hear some more. And of course, you're always invited to log in every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time to hear the live show on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where I'm playing some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.